And right now, we are joined by the mayor of Chapel Hill, Pam Heminger, who has been very busy this week to help get ready for the storm. We needed that music
right now, I think.
We got to get ready for
mostly
this.
Mostly our town staff has been very busy, and I just came back from Command Center, which is up at our Public Works Department, where they've been strategizing. The center opened this morning very early. It will stay open for the duration of the storm. We have coordinated efforts with police, public safety, Parks and Rec, everybody, managers are up there. They have all the videos around the community with all the different intersections and wherever we have the ability to see things. They're on a generator as well, so they will stay up and be in command up there. We also have a call center. We did a call center during the ice storm, and it worked really, really well, and people are starting to call in and ask questions about where to find things. These are for non-emergency phone calls, so you're welcome to give our call center a call. It's on our website. Every time I put the number out there, I mess it up, so I'm going to let you know.
969-5005 is the number. I got it written down right here.
I kept going 5,000 something else. Anyways, yes, 969-5005. Please give a call. We're there to help you. We're going to man that as many hours as possible. We have all of our different staff pulling shifts and helping out. And they're in good spirits. The storm turned a little bit, so we're not expecting a full brunt, but we are expecting severe weather. We don't wish severe weather on anyone, but we've been prepping out there. The crews have been out cleaning out all the storm drains. They've been looking in the creeks. They've been going through creeks trying to pull things out. They've communicated with communities known for flooding in our public housing in many different languages. We're opening up our parking decks at 5 p.m. today to let people who might have their car in the path of flooding or a tree or something to be able to park their cars there and keep them a little more safe. If that interests you, please check that out. That's going to be on the website as well. So that would be downtown in the lots that we have down there. Mm-hmm. And then put your car at higher ground and watch out for trees if you want to keep your car closer to you. That happened a lot last time we had a big storm. A lot of trees fall. Please report power outages to Duke Power. We will be reporting them as well, but it's much faster. They have a whole logged-in system. So please report that. If you know of a neighbor that needs help, please check in with them and then give us a call and we can figure out how to coordinate efforts for neighbors. And check on your neighbors, especially those that have a little bit more trouble with young children or older folks getting out. So we'd love for people to make sure they're checking in. I remember being extremely pregnant with my fourth child during Hurricane Fran, and my husband happened to be out of the country, and neighbors were so nice. We all coordinated together, and everyone was helpful, and we shared water. Everyone had a grill fest with things from the freezer, but it was nice to check up on each other because people do get a little cabin stir crazy after a bit. So we have a wonderful community, and I got to participate in a fabulous event yesterday morning. We had the groundbreaking for the expansion for the State Employees Credit Union Family House. This is a joint partnership with the credit union, UNC Hospitals, the board of directors from the Family House itself, to add those 35, basically doubling their capacity with 35 more rooms for families who are here with people who are in the hospital. Mm-hmm. They have had so many calls just this week. They wish they could have helped out with these rooms already. People on the eastern coast of North Carolina, they have to evacuate the hospitals. They have to evacuate all those folks this way. You can't stay there. And they're trying, and we were talking earlier about the Wake County shelters have filled up. They've had to open two more shelters, and this is for people coming this way. Our shelters are open right now at Smith Middle School and up at Cedar Ridge. Is that right?
Stanford Middle School.
You really
sorry.
Don't want me
No, sorry.
Yeah, we go.
It's the middle school, not the high school. Stanford Middle School in Hillsboro.
Okay, yep. So those shelters, if we see that we need more capacity, we will figure something else out. But again, we're feeling more hopeful as the storm has turned. Mm-hmm. And gone a different direction.
Do we know how many people? I know it was 42 people at the shelters as of last night into this morning. Do we know how many are there now? Or
it was about the same.
Okay.
We think people are waiting to see how bad it's really mm-hmm. going to be before they evacuate. The hard part is when these rains start coming, and we're learning together about stormwater, but we've all learned so much about stormwater. All the stormwater that collects off your roof, off the impervious surface, the streets, the driveways, gets funneled all down into the creeks and streams, and it can overload them. And we talk about our topography here, that Jordan Lake is not that much further down. It's only about a 2-foot drop from here, so the water backs up. It doesn't have a place to run downhill to. We don't want to flood out in eastern communities, so you don't want to pass your flooding onto someone else. And unfortunately, because of topography, because of so much rain in a short period of time in an area that's already saturated with rain, we've had a lot of wet weather recently. That means that we're going to have flooding of all different kinds of nature, depending on how much rain comes here, mm-hmm. because that's a lot of rainfall. They're talking about 8 months worth of rain falling in 3 days. We may or may not get that here, but we know that when we get severe rains, not even at that magnitude, we tend to flood a little bit more because there's no place for these waters to go.
Yep.
So we're all learning about disconnecting downspouts from the drains to go into the creeks to spread it out and sop it up. But stormwater overflowing into the streets and things is what causes people to stall out. So please don't drive through it. If you see water, please don't drive through it. You can get stalled out or swept away or all kinds of things because it can come very, very quickly. Yep. Very, very quickly.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, so the really heavy weather is going to begin Friday morning, continue through the day and into Saturday. Those seem to be the two worst days. What are town officials and town crews going to be doing on those 2 days? Is it going to be kind of a wait until Sunday to get out there, or will crews be out and about?
It depends. Well, we want our crews to be safe as well, but they will be out there trying to figure out how to remove if a tree is down. We have our own crews, but we also have a list of people of other subcontractors we bring in to help. So we do have a whole list ready to go of people that can help us out depending on how much damage we have from the storm. Duke Power will be out there, and they've brought in crews from the whole western part of the country to help out. I've heard that they're trying to send some more crews towards South Carolina now since the storm has taken a turn, but they are already on standby. I saw people out shoring up things today. Like I said, our own emergency crews are going to work as long as possible getting these creek beds cleaned out and tying things down and reminding everybody to, if you can put things away from your outside porch or yard or whatever that could be potential hazards of blowing and hitting windows, you really want to do that. You want to go out there and put things away. I brought in my potted plants this morning just because I don't want them to become weapons against the windows there. So a lot of things you can do yourself, but then we really, really want people to stay home, stay put. Don't go out, and this is absolutely necessary because you don't know when a tree is going to come down. It may or may not come down with the rain and the gusty winds. It may wait a day and then get oversaturated and come down. Yeah. So we want people to be very, very safe. You see something down, you want to report it, please call our lines in and let us know. But no, our crews will be out there doing the best they can. We do tend to slow down in the evening time. We have the crew on still, but we need to give people breaks from doing this, and it gets more dangerous in the evening as you can't see where the trees are coming
from. Is it going to be around the clock?
Yes,
with different shifts?
Yes, it'll be around the clock.
And again, 969-5005 is the town's call center line. If you want to share information, if you have any questions not emergency related, call 911 if it's an emergency. If it's not, though, 969-5005.
And so, always stay away from power lines. Mm-hmm. We can't caution that enough. Stay away from power lines.
Yeah, so. And I think staying inside is the most important thing.
And
we've been telling people,
pets
inside, everything. We've been telling people beginning tonight and continuing through the weekend, kind of expect that you're going to be sheltered where you are, and the power is probably going to be out for a lot of that too. So
well, we don't want to manifest that, but
right.
They will work their hardest to get it back up, but we do have senior living facilities. We do have people who have critical needs, who have medical situations. So we Duke Energy, and we try to respond to those as fast as possible, and they get priority. So it may be a neighborhood takes a little longer until we figure it out. Some neighborhoods have buried lines, some do not, so some things come up faster than others, but please just be patient. But please call in. Please don't assume that your neighbor has called in. Please call in if you lose power.
I was wondering about this, and you may or may not know this, if Duke Energy and all of the other organizations that are responsible for getting the power back on, are they going to prioritize different regions? Are they going to focus on the hardest hit areas first and work their way out, or does it make
They
a
have
difference?
Their own hierarchy of ways of doing things and strategies. I think they go after the most people they can help the fastest.
Right.
And again, they also know where all of our senior facilities are, all of our hospitals, all of those kinds of things. Now, some of those institutions have their own generator, but the sooner you can get them back up, the better. And they're looking out for the most damage that they can fix the quickest. And for safety, when they have a down power line, that takes priority over everything else. Because if you have down power lines and water in the area, that can cause a really huge safety issue for many, many folk. So they go after that. And they have a lot of crews coming in who, like I said, they'll stay until everybody's back up and running. So we will weather the storm together, and we really, really do caution people to stay inside.
Speaking with Mayor Pam Hemminger, who's been kind of overseeing the town's response, along with town manager Maurice Jones, who has not gotten a normal day since he started. Is he still awake? Is he?
We are so grateful. And he said he was grateful for the couple weeks overlap with Roger to see how things are handled here, so he had a better feel. He was up at Command Central today as well. He says he's doing just fine, that this comes with the territory of the job. And I said, well, this is a little unusual for us. So if he can make it through all this with the smile that he's got on his face now, he'll be just fine.
That's good. So we've covered a lot. Anything else that people need to know, high priorities for people getting through the storm?
Like I said, count on your neighbors. Make sure you call in to Duke Power if you see any, if you experience a power outage, and help each other out. And please just stay put. I know it seems like it's not much going on right now, so get yourself organized. Go for a walk right now. Just because you get cabin fever, it's really not a good idea to be out there until the all clear is given for the storm to pass. So we got that going. I will share a bit of good news. I got the numbers from Food for the Summer, and we did over 50,000 meals this summer. Lots of enrichment programs, lots of interactions. We're continuing to try to make this program even better. We met with the school board on Monday night to talk about how we can do more, give more opportunities to our children in our community so that they have these opportunities, and how do we work together to make that a reality for even more kids than we have right now.
Yeah, so. What was the, I talked about a lot with the school board, and
yeah,
it seems like it was a year ago that meeting happened, but.
That was just Monday.
Yeah.
We talked about many issues. One of them was communications, how we communicate with each other, because not everybody in town has a child in school, so they don't get school information, and not everybody in the school system is part of Chapel Hill. Some are Carrboro, some are extraterritorial jurisdiction. So it was interesting. We talked about better ways to communicate that were more streamlined, and we came up with a plan for that. We talk about all the technology that we share with each other. We want to have our superintendent and our manager work together on this joint use of public facilities. That's been a constant strain as we figure out how to share facilities with each other, because we're the same community and we're the same taxpayers. So how do we share these? How do we work together? Because we both have things that the other uses, and we need to figure a better way of working towards that as well. We talked about the renovation of Chapel Hill High School and the plans for that. We talked about how we partner when there are joint projects that affect both of us. We're busily trying to do sidewalk projects and along Estes and around the high school and over by Ephesus, but we are very cognizant of the school calendar. We as a town try to do things that are least disruptive to the school calendar. We don't want to start projects that cause even harder transportation issues. So we talked about those kinds of things. And as we work forward together on these things, and we're going to continue to meet and talk those out. We talked about the future of how many schools we need, and it's a very interesting dynamic going on in Chapel Hill right now. We have the three high schools. If we need more high school capacity after building renovating Chapel Hill High, which will add some capacity, the plan is to put another wing onto Carrboro High School. Right now, we don't need another middle school, but if we did, that property is already secured over by Morris Grove Elementary as part of that park. So the next elementary school, well, the renovations that they're planning on the older school buildings will add much-needed capacity, so they don't see the need for a new school for 10 years or more. But we want to make sure there's space left to be able to build a school for if we ever do need a new place. So that's how you work together in trying to figure out what that path looks like. So.
Townofchapelhill.org for more information on the town. Again, one more time, the number, the call center for Chapel Hill, 919-969-5005. If you have any non-emergency questions, call that number. If you have any information to share, down trees, anything like that, you want to let the town know, 969-5005 is the number.
And Aaron, we appreciate WCHL being here and being responsive to this, and you told me you guys are going to be covering around the clock over here and keeping us informed, and thank you for the service to community. Everyone is grateful that you're willing to do this.
Thank
not you,
you
the whole crew.
The whole crew, yeah.
I didn't mean I asked Aaron if he's going to sleep on the floor here.
And we're not sleeping on the floor. We're covered as far
okay,
as that goes.
Okay.
We got constant things. Mayor Hemminger, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.